Illumina News Center. A new push to remove barriers to genome sequencing. As evidence increases, Illumina works with payers to realize broader coverage for sequencing to benefit patients with genetic diseases. Published May 13, 2024. A new paper published in Genomic Medicine details the progress that has been made worldwide to expand access to genome sequencing for people with suspected rare genetic disorders. With this technology, many of these health conditions can be diagnosed at birth or in early childhood. Access to it can reduce the time it takes to reach a definitive diagnosis, prevent unnecessary medical procedures and tests, and soften the emotional and economic toll that searching for such answers takes on families. Traditionally, clinicians tend to use a tailored suite of medical tests to diagnose certain genetic conditions. Only when these targeted efforts fail will they look to comprehensive, untargeted tools, like exome or genome sequencing, to understand the root cause of disease. Calliope Trakana, Director of Health Economics and Outcomes Research at Illumina, says, "We tend to see very low utilization of exome or genome sequencing, which means medical professionals do not prescribe these tests very often. A review of the literature shows that up to 77% of patients experience a change in their clinical management after receiving a diagnosis by genome sequencing, which suggests that using it as a first-line test can be efficient and potentially lead to improved outcomes. Moreover, studies have demonstrated that first-line genome sequencing can also be a cost-effective approach for diagnosing rare disease. Why doctors do not immediately reach for these tests when faced with a suspected rare disease is a bit chicken and egg," Trakana says. "If these tests are not broadly available, not covered by insurance, or locked behind other administrative barriers, medical professionals will use something else to avoid delaying their patients' care." This new paper was authored by members of the Medical Genome Initiative, a consortium of clinical laboratories that are working to establish best practices and increase the adoption of genome sequencing testing worldwide. And Trakana says the paper, quote, "is a call to action for different stakeholders that can support sequencing for rare disease diagnosis." As a member of the initiative, Illumina helps demonstrate the value that sequencing presents for insurance companies, governments, clinicians, patients, and others across the ecosystem. Insurance providers in the United States are increasingly expanding access to genome sequencing by covering the cost for patients with indications of a genetic disease. Currently, more than 50 million individuals in the U.S. are covered. The U.K. and Germany have been implementing it as part of routine care, and other European countries include it in their national fee schedules or will soon. In the future, the authors suggest prioritizing policy implementation and funding to support universal genome sequencing coverage, reducing administrative barriers for doctors and patients, educating clinicians on the utility of sequencing, and continuing to publish research on the utility of genome-informed treatments. Trakana notes that low- and middle-income countries without access to genome sequencing are moving toward exome sequencing, which can still unearth priceless information. She says, "This shows that people and health systems are endorsing next-generation sequencing at a faster pace than before." Moving forward, Illumina is engaging with public and private insurance providers worldwide to include exome or genome sequencing in their coverage. Trakana says, "We're at the tipping point. I think we're going to see broader genome coverage in the next 5 years, both in the U.S. and other countries. Illumina will continue to help health systems move across this tipping point and transition toward genome sequencing." This recording is copyright Illumina, all rights reserved. Read by Dan Letchworth. Credit for all music tracks is due to Adobe Stock.